This is Jesse Olbrich-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts manager John Tamargo Jr. First things first, JT, how'd you spend the All-Star break?
All-Star break, relaxed for a few days. We had 3 days off. First two, really didn't do much. Just relaxed. You know, take that time off. And the third day, we had a workout before driving down here to Bowling Green. So it was a good All-Star break.
What do you see for the second half? What are your goals for the team?
Goals for the team, it's always the same. You know, guys improving. We've improved from April to now, but, you know, there's always things to work on, things to improve on, and hopefully we're going to be better in that last week in that first week in September than we are right now.
One player who improved a great deal was Gustavo Pierre, moved up to Dunedin. How does that feel when you get to tell a player that he's been promoted?
Oh, that was fun. You know, having Gus here parts of the last 3 years, he definitely deserved it. Had an outstanding first half, made the All-Star team, and you know, changing positions last year, you just did a tremendous job up for us at third base and hitting in the middle of the lineup. You just well-deserved.
Meanwhile, there are some other players you've had with the Lugnuts last couple of years who are doing very well, too. Kevin Pillar has moved up to AAA. What do you remember of Kevin here with Lansing?
Kevin, one of my favorite players of all time. What a great teammate, great guy, comes to play every day and can get it done. You know, he can hit, can steal bases, he play the outfield, just somebody, a guy that you want on your side.
And Andy Burns moving up from High A Dunedin, moving up to Double A New Hampshire. What do you remember of Andy?
You know, just a competitor. You know, tremendous competitor that brings it every day. Loves playing, plays multiple positions, and just loves being on the field and competing.
There's something about this Blue Jays organization right now at the major league level. The club has caught fire. What is that when you look at it from your single A vantage point? How does that feel? You look at the big league team and see how the Toronto Blue Jays are doing.
Well, it's a lot of fun. We keep tabs. Not keep tabs, but we watch, check the box scores, and when we have the opportunity to watch the game, see how the big club's playing, you know. And it's always good when guys that you see during spring training, you know, guys from the minor leagues are up there helping out, and they're winning ball games. It's a good feeling in the organization.
Meanwhile, for these Lansing Lugnuts, we are seeing players blossom as this year has gone on. For example, how have you seen Emilio Guerrero grow?
Oh, he's tremendous strides, you know. He's going to be a good player one day. He's a pretty good player right now, but, you know, there's such a big ceiling with him, such a high ceiling, that the things he can do athletically for as tall as he is, he's a really athletic kid, and he's doing really good things.
At the top of the lineup, it took some rearranging here or there, Dalton Pompey getting back to who he was after batting ninth in Great Lakes. But with Pompey batting second and with Dwight Smith Jr. batting first, now you've got two guys who are setting the table. What do they each give this Lugnuts team?
The ability to get on base and steal a base. You got to steal a bag for us, you know, get in the scoring position without having to hit a double, take a walk, hit a single, and get in the scoring position. Very good base runners, both outstanding base runners, get good jumps. Trying to steal second base, even third base. Dalton Pompey is really good at stealing third base. So those two are the table setters. You know, we rely on them to get on base and score runs.
We've seen Christian Lopes' batting average sink a little bit. What's going on with Christian?
He's just, you know, it's the second time around the league. We talk about all the guys. You know, they got to make an adjustment now. Playing in the division, there's so many division games, and these teams see you. They're going to make an adjustment, and that's part of baseball, is making that adjustment to what they're doing to get back to your strength. So that's just part of the ball game.
Meanwhile, the pitchers as a whole have been excellent in the bullpen and the starting rotation. They've been getting better and better. Who have you seen taking real strides?
Ben White's been outstanding. You know, the whole bullpen's been very good all year. Sekula, Kadish, Browning, Donahue has thrown the ball so much better of late. Just guys are improving daily. You know, it's fun to watch when you see those guys from where they were in April to now. Here we are in June.
Speaking with Lugnuts manager John Tamargo Jr., and I know you, the kind of game that you prefer, it's that well-defended game where you can be aggressive on the base paths. It's that exciting style of baseball. As we get into the second half, do you have any goals for some games that you'd like to see, maybe that you're going to press yourself as a manager rather than laying back as you were in April and May?
I think now I have a feel for the guys of what we can do and things that we're good at and things that we aren't good at, so... You know, now I'm going to take some opportunities, maybe hit and run a little bit more. But like you said before, the whole key for us is going to be pitching and catching the ball on defense. You know, we do those two things, we have a good chance every night to win.
Key player who's been out because of injuries, just on the disabled list, is Santiago Nesi. You get him back now. You haven't seen Santiago very much, but what can he provide this team?
hopefully a spark with the bat. He can really swing the bat well. He's got tremendous power, very good behind the plate, receiving the ball, throwing. So he's going to be an added tool to our lineup. It should help. It's going to help, just his presence in the lineup.
And finally, the All-Star game, the Lugnuts send four players to the game. Will Browning out of the pen, Dalton Pompey, Christian Lopes, Gustavo Pierre. But as the second half comes about, we know that this team has a lot of players who all have high ceilings. Come this second half, what do you see as things go on? This is the second half playoff push. It's different from last year where the team made the playoffs in the first half. How do you feel as we get into the hot and the heat of the midsummer?
I feel good. I feel really good. You know, last year, like you said, we, clinched in that first half, and it was a little different in the second half. You know, guys already knew they were in the playoffs. You know, and the guys now got to be hungry. We got to go out and we got to win ball games and try to make that playoff push, and which everybody wants to do. You know, you're a competitor. You want to go out there and win a ball game and get your team into the playoffs and hopefully win a championship.
JT, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesse.
John Tamargo, Jr., manager of the Lansing Lugnuts. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.